Chris Bury and Lauren Cohn sitting in for Big John and Ray. Tomorrow is the first 100 days of the Trump administration, and joining us from sunny California, my former colleague at ABC News Nightline, Jeff Greenfield, and political author. Welcome, Jeff.
Nice to be with you.
And, you know, one of the things, many things that people don't know about Jeff is he has written also a book way in his past about the Boston Celtics, who the Bulls are playing tonight.
Uh-oh. You're not a Boston Celtics fan, are you, Jeff?
No, but I have to recognize this book was written about 40 years ago. and it was. And it was called The World's Greatest Team, because there is no team that ever racked up the consistency of what the Celtics did in the Bill Russell era.
Even better than the MJ Bulls, right?
Yeah, but I'd have to say that, you know, as a New Yorker by birth, as a Yankee fan by blood, I really was very happy with how the World Series ended last year, so you can give me that.
He's a Cubs fan.
Well, Jeff, we're the home of the White Sox here at WLS, but we still support the Cubs.
You wrote a piece for Politico recently, which says, you know, why the first 100-day concept is bogus, and everybody in Washington, from the media to the administration itself, is acting as if, you know, the seas have to part by tomorrow on the 100th day.
Yeah, it's another example of a kind of mob mentality, not violent, but a complete abandonment of what I would regard as a sensible approach to how you judge a president. 100 days, I did the math, is roughly 7% of a president's first term. And if you look back in history, recent history, what did the first 100 days tell you about what a presidential term would be like? Events themselves, or whether it's the attack of September 11th or the financial meltdown, radically changes what a president is facing. But there is this metric. It goes back to Franklin Roosevelt's first 100 days, when, in the wake of a country falling apart, an enormous amount was done in the first 100 days, 15 bills that reshaped the federal government. And ever since then, presidents have been judged 100 days in by, well, what have you done? And you're quite right, Chris. The mania, we got to get something done. So they almost, I guess they put it off now, but the House was prepared to pass a health care bill so that they could say, look what we did in 100 days. What's in the bill? Never mind. Trump issued a tax plan, and I use the word plan loosely. Basically, 100 words worth of bullet points with no structure. So they could say, see, we have a plan out in 100 days. And it's unfair to any president, I think. But to me, it's like the old story of a Western saloon where a cowboy says to his friend, why are you gambling at that roulette table? You know it's crooked. And the friend says, yeah, but it's the only game in town.
But so do you think some of the optics on all this is partly the media's fault, because we like to quantify things? We love polls. We say first 100 days. It's a little bit sexier to say the first 100 days than the first, 3 months, or evaluate the first 6 months.
Yeah. But what happens is that, and we've seen this on steroids with the Trump administration, because they're determined to play to that media structure. The list of their 100-day accomplishments is I'm not sure if, National Lamb Chop Day is on that. But it's like, we've issued all these executive orders. Yeah, the executive orders say to the administration, the agencies, why don't you take a look at X and Y? I think what happens is, if you were a president that actually tried to stand up and say, look, this is a bogus metric. John Kennedy actually did that in his inaugural, when he said all this will not be done in the first 100 days or 1,000 days. But you're like King Canute trying to hold back the tide. The media will say, right, okay, now what have you done in the first 100 days?
And Jeff, you also point out that so many things can change. I mean, George W. Bush came into president, as you mentioned, and then 9/11 happened. He was a very different president. Go back to Nixon and China, and we often don't really know who the president is in the first 100 days.
I think that's right. The John Kennedy, who was working to damp down the Cold War and get a nuclear test ban treaty, was 180 degrees opposite from the Cold Warrior John Kennedy who ran for president in 1960. What changed? Well, he came within a few steps of of nuclear holocaust during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And so, and you're right, after the 9/11 attacks, the George W. Bush, who had come to the office saying, we need humility in foreign policy. We don't need to nation build. In his second term inaugural, he said, we want to wipe out tyranny all over the world. And so it would be useful to just put a break on this effort. I think the one thing we can say about the Trump administration that the 100 days have revealed is just how unusual a president he is in terms of the impulsivity, in terms of what he is prepared to say in his tweets or off the cuff. I think this is something we saw during his campaign. We saw it if you lived in New York for 30 years when he was the king of the tabloids. This particular mindset of the president, I think, is going to be a characteristic that we can say with some confidence is going to be with him for a while. Every time it looks like he's changing, oh, see, now the presidential office has gotten to him, he's going to be more careful. He basically says, off the cuff, well, you know, I was preparing to terminate NAFTA in a day or two, but now I'm going to think about it.
Well, so let's break our rule here. We've been beating up on this convention, but let's just, you know, play the game for a second. So after 100 days, and we've been doing this morning, how would you grade this president, Jeff?
As I said, I would never grade a president on 100 days. It's not a cop-out to say incomplete. We don't know enough. You know, if you judge him by what he said he would do, he gave a speech during the campaign laying out a 100-day plan of action. It's failure because he couldn't possibly have done what he promised to do. But if you look at it the way you would judge other presidents, not much has been done. He's had a couple of signal failures. I hate sports analogies, but in this case, he's had to call a number of audibles. We're going to do health care first. No. We're going to do tax reform first. Actually, we can't do tax reform till we do health care. He is clearly still not only finding his way, as all new presidents do, but he brings to this office a pattern of decision-making that is unlike anything we've ever seen because he's a president unlike anything we've ever seen.
On that note, Jeff, we are running out of time. It's great, as always, to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You bet, Chris. Thanks to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Greenwald award-winning TV journalist and author gave him an incomplete. You gave the president, what, an A-minus in as a professor?
Yeah, and a D. But I think Jeff is right. You know, I really don't think we ought to be grading. And one of the things that I learned from Jeff from working with him that has always carried with me, he said reporters should never project outcomes. So we shouldn't project who's going to win an election or who's going to be the next Bears quarterback.